And here we go. We're diving into the world of sales and marketing today with guest Tom Hopkins. It's episode number 40 of Power to the Small Business.
Branding, experience, conversation, promotion. Powerful marketing. Empowering small business to change their status quo. It's the internet show all about small business marketing. Jay Arrett hosts the brightest minds in marketing. Power to the small business.
And heidi ho, neighbor, this is Power to the Small Business, the internet show all about small business marketing. My name is Jay Arrett, creator of Small Business Marketing Awesomeness. Hey, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out our other online resources, the blog, the Marketing Spot blog, which can be found at themarketingspotblog.com, the website, which is themarketingspot.com. You'll want to check that out. I've got lots of announcements coming in the next month or so as I get ready to launch a whole new slew of products for you to learn online with The Marketing Spot. So check it out. Keep it bookmarked, themarketingspot.com, and listen to the podcast. I'll let you know about the new features and programs as we release them and load them up onto the website. And then the online resource for this podcast is themarketingspot.podomatic.com. Sales and marketing, opposite sides of the same fence. You know, I was a sales trainer, salesperson, sales manager for a long time, and it amazed me the division between sales departments and the rest of the business. And the reason it amazes me is because there was often a competition and sometimes envy between the sales staff and other departments in the company. And I worked for a large company. I was in sales with Clear Channel Communications, a large radio company. At the time, they were a lot larger than they are now. But it was always an issue. And it shouldn't be, because everybody is on the same team. Now, whether you have a defined sales force or not, you at some point, while owning a business, are going to have to do some sales. You're going to have customers, and you're going to have to sell them something. If you have a great marketing program and you're bringing lots of people in the door and you're not selling them, so what good is your marketing program? Now, contrary to current popular belief, you do need to have some sales skills. You will sell more if you do, and there are a lot of resources out there. One of the best is Tom Hopkins, our guest on the program today. Tom Hopkins is the author of the classic sales book, How to Master the Art of Selling. Now, I read this book when I was a very young salesperson. I'm talking very, very young, back in the late 80s, selling radio advertising, and it made a difference in my career. It taught me that sales is, in fact, a learned art, that you can do things to help the sales process. So I've asked Tom to be on the show today to talk about this relationship between sales and marketing, how you, as an entrepreneur, as a small business owner, can make your marketing more effective by learning how to sell people, or learning the art of sales to maximize the return on your marketing investment. So our guest today is Tom Hopkins. Join me on the other side of the conversation for some comments. Let's see what Tom has to say. And with me on the Skype line is Tom Hopkins, the builder of Sales Champions, the most well-known name in sales training. Hey, Tom, thanks for joining us today on Power to the Small Business.
Well, thank you, Jay. Happy to be with you.
I have to say, first of all, when I first got into sales in the late 80s, yours was the first book that I bought, How to Master the Art of Selling. And I tell you, it made a big difference in my sales career back when I was selling radio advertising in the late 80s. And you helped me understand the basic fundamental principles of selling, and that selling really is a learned art, that it's not just something, this natural gift that people have.
Well, and this is so true, Jay. In fact, the people that really believe they're natural-born salespeople, the little person at 2 or 3 years of age who mom and dad listen to him talk and start saying, you know, you'll be great in sales, those people have a natural ability, but they don't become students. Many of them think that because they are naturally talented with communication skills, that they don't need to go and become a student of the art form. Whereas the person who's a little bit shy and timid and afraid, they look at it like a art form, and they study the fundamentals, and they become very successful at it. And that's what I've tried to do, is teach people that I don't care what your personality or temperament, I don't care how shy or timid, if you master the fundamentals of selling, you can do well in this profession.
It's ironic you say that. I remember back in college, and even back when I was a telecommunications major in college, I went to my professor. He asked me what you wanted to do or what I wanted to do, and I said, well, I want to be in sales because that's where you can make good money, and that's the track to management. And he looks at me and he says, I don't think you should get into sales. You're too quiet to be in sales.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? And of course, I was kind of the same way when I got into real estate at 19 years of age. I'd never sold, never dreamed I could sell, had no influence in the field of selling. And luckily, I did meet some folks that taught me, and I've always been a student. Meaning, if there's something I can learn about my profession, I am coachable. And that's another thing that I think people have to be today is coachable. They have to look for mentors. They have to look for coaches.
Well, let's talk about the relationship a little bit between sales and marketing. Especially when you look at the corporate world, sales and marketing are thrown together. And so for a small business owner, an entrepreneur running their business, are sales and marketing different departments, or do they tie in together?
Well, let me just give you a generality. In a large company, marketing is done by the executives that have the long-term goal. Like, we are going to have this much profit this year, and we'll need to market this much product. Boom. Now, that's marketing. Sales is the people out there in the street that now have to take the product or service to consumers to make the sales and increase the profit to make the marketing goal happen for those at the top that made it. Now, in a small company, like, say, a very small heating and air conditioning company, the owners are usually the marketing people and the salespeople. So there is a difference. But again, I think the easiest way that I can explain it is marketing is the plan, and selling is making the plan come to fruition as far as coming about.
So if you're going to have a marketing plan and you have all these goals and how you're going to market your business, then I guess that better tie into sales, and your sales should be an extension of your marketing message then, would you say?
Exactly. Now, one of the challenges in the industry, many people that are in marketing really don't like the salespeople. There's almost a division in some large companies where the marketing geniuses, the executives, don't really have that much respect for the salespeople that go out in the street and make it happen. And I've always tried when I teach to say, hey, you guys are a team. I mean, if you don't have a decent marketing and selling program working like a glove together, then you may not have the long-term income goals.
So sales and marketing are dependent on each other. What kind of advice can you give then on maybe how sales and marketing should interact in a larger business, but also in a smaller business, like that air conditioning company you talked about, or real estate, local real estate brokerage?
Well, one thing I have always found is so many companies, they kind of make little groups within the company to where this group kind of is all tight and close together, and they don't agree with that other little group. And I think in our world today that leaders of a company need to make sure everybody realizes that we are a team, and there's no I in the spelling of team, so we don't think of us alone, we think of the whole company. And in doing so, we all have to focus on profits, and we have to have the marketing people respect salespeople, and salespeople respect marketing people. And a lot of this has to just be taught to the company. And I know there's probably people, I hope, right now getting this message, that if you really want to have profits, you got to work as a team, and don't let barriers get built between groups, between clicks, if you will, or separating marketing from selling in a company.
Well, I was in sales for a long time. I was a sales manager for a long time. And I know one of the important factors of success in a sales organization or your sales team is having a good, positive climate of sales in the company. You can't work under a negative cloud in a company. And like you mentioned, the division between sales and marketing. So what are some tips on maybe creating a successful selling climate within a sales team and within an organization?
Well, I think the first thing is that the leadership, starting with the owner, the chairman of the board, the president, I think, has to let everybody know that from the top of this company to the very bottom, we are all in sales. And we have, of course, management, which are selling the people in sales. We have salespeople that are selling clients. But let's say in a heating and air conditioning company, this person is the technician going in to repair the heating or air conditioning unit. The way they handle themselves, the way they talk to the decision maker, the homeowner, that's selling as well. But I think this whole mentality, Jay, has to be taught by leaders of the company that we are all in sales. And, you know, there's examples of this. 20 years ago, I was doing seminars for Mary Kay Cosmetics. You know, it's a company that is one of the largest in the world in cosmetic sales. They have, I guess, 300,000 or 400,000 women. And, of course, as I was teaching them, I was so impressed that Mary Kay, the woman that founded this company, was out there all the time doing teaching. And she had a little saying, if you're not selling for 3 days, everybody will know it. If you're not selling for 2 days, the company will know it. If you're not selling for 1 day, you will know it because you won't have an income that you deserve. So she, her whole mentality was, we are all in sales. And I've met presidents and owners of so many companies who, when they grasp the concept that, hey, be proud to tell everybody we're all selling. Be proud to say that, you know, the people in the accounting department, they're in sales as far as selling the people they work with. And this mentality has to be taught. And when it's accepted, Jay, and taught, it's amazing how profits increase to companies.
Wow. So now some small business owners and our company owners are listening to you say, oh, I'm in sales, but you know what? I don't have the sales skills. I'm not a salesperson. What do you say to those people who think, I'm not really a salesperson? Am I in trouble because of that?
Well, I will say this. You didn't know how to do the job you're doing now when you first started. You learned it. You were taught it. You listened to others. And selling is exactly the same way. It is a learned art. It's the opposite of what most people expect. In fact, if we walked out right now and we talked to 100 Americans walking down the street, we had a clipboard, and we said, I'm doing a little word association test for my company. Would you just answer a couple questions for me? And the first question is what do you think about selling and salespeople? Well, the immediate response, 96% of the American population do not like salespeople if they have the stereotypical image. And they would say this, well, I couldn't do selling because I'm not pushy, which is just the opposite. Great salespeople aren't pushy. Or I'm not talkative enough. I don't talk real well. That's not needed. If you're a great listener and let the other person do the talking, you'll become, you know, very successful in selling. So there's a lot of opposites in the field of selling, kind of like the game of golf. If you really swing hard, you won't have a good shot. If it's a smooth, fluid swing at the right tempo, you'll make a good shot. So there's lots of opposites in selling, and that's why I think the people that don't think they can do it can do great in the field of sales.
Well, if it's a learned art, then that means there's probably got to be some training there, and do you recommend constant training of your sales? I imagine you do. I mean, you're a sales trainer, and you talk about sales training all the time, but maybe you can give us some tips then on training your sales staff, right? Or if you don't maybe have a defined sales department, how do you train your staff to have that sales mentality to be able to practice that art of sales?
Well, I wouldn't have brought this up, Jay, but being you ask, I might as well give my little training system a plug. I created the first what I would call the first DVD training system for salespeople, and it's new. But this is a program with 13 sessions that go through the entire art of all 7 fundamentals of selling. And it's so reasonable and inexpensive that people can actually have me full-time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in their company training. and via DVD, which the DVD is a fabulous new training device because you can fast forward, you can have a 5-minute session with your company. And so I would love to suggest the folks that are listening might want to go to my website, tomhopkins.com, and maybe see if that makes sense. We have a whole product catalog in there of all the things that we do. But again, selling is a learned art, and as a teacher of over 3 million salespeople, I think I can give them what they need to be successful in selling, even though they've maybe never had any training.
And I'll put a link to Tom's website in the show notes here of the podcast. So getting those sales training materials, and I do highly recommend Tom's stuff. I've used it over the years, too. It's one of the reasons I called Tom. But how do you integrate that maybe into a sales training system and getting your salespeople all the information they need on a regular basis?
Well, first of all, I think that every company needs to have pre-planned meetings. And it could be a Tuesday morning. Between 8 and 9, we are going to have a training session, and we're going to take advantage of different people's training. I think Paul Meyer's new book could be a great way of starting off the year or the selling cycle by giving them a book and saying, we're going to now take, and here's one thing about giving people a book, and Jay, I want to say this, because many people are given a book, and they may glance at it, they may, you know, thumb through it, or they may even read it, but they need to read it with a yellow highlighter. And they need to, on each page, realize there's about 10% of that page that'll have tremendous money-making ideas. And they need to underline it, score it with a yellow highlighter. That way, every year you can pick up the book, and instead of reading the whole book, just read the 10% on each page, and you'll be getting the concepts that are the most important in the book. But I totally believe that successful salespeople are searching constantly. Give me one new idea, one new technique, one new closing strategy, and I'll take that, make it mine. And they have a thirst, a hunger for knowledge on selling.
And it's a long-term perspective too, right? Yeah, I'm, you know, like you said, one idea at a time. I may get your DVD system and watch it, and that doesn't mean tomorrow I'm going to be an expert salesperson. You know, it's, you know, you have to put the stuff into practice then too.
Well, you do, and you have to realize that you have to hear or read or see something 6 times to get 62% retention. So I try my best at my seminars to say, hey, if you're going to sit here and hear this one time, it's not going to have an effect. But if you get a DVD or a CD for your car, hear any message, see any message 6 times to have enough retention to where you can apply it and make it work for you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the economy right now, Tom, because the recession's here. A lot of businesses are feeling it. And so how does that relate to selling? Is selling different right now because of the economy? Do we sell differently now?
Well, I think we have to be more professional than ever before right now. But I also believe that we have turned the corner. I mean, I am, of course, a cheerleader for positive ideas and thoughts. But I believe that 2010 is going to be a real turning around year. And I am trying to teach all my students, now's when you've got to really put in the activity. Because if you put in lots of activity, meet lots of people, send lots of thank you notes, make lots of calls, you get real busy October, November, December of this year, and you're going to start off the first quarter of the year ahead of the competition. I think the market's going to be heating up. All economic indicators are showing that things are getting better. And so don't wait to hear it's better to start working. Start working now, and then you'll be way ahead of the competition.
Yeah, because right now a lot of people are scaling back, right? I mean, they're pulling back, and maybe that creates an opportunity, too, to get in there.
Oh, exactly. I think a lot of people are immobilized, Jay. That's the word I use. I think that's what happened over the last year is businesses said, we're not spending. Individuals said, we're not getting a new car, which I normally would this year, but I'm waiting. A lot of people investing in real estate said, hey, you know, maybe we've got to see what's happening in the economy. Now, this immobilization is what keeps the economy slowed down because no one is spending the money. And our country is based on free enterprise. If 301 million approximate people in our country stop spending, it has a tremendous effect on the economy. So I believe that is changing. I believe that all the people that are in sales have to really get real active now. And I said it once before, I'll say it again. Don't wait for things to get better. Get out and make them better by talking and seeing more people.
And you've got a book coming up on this subject. It's coming out at the end of the year. It's called Selling in Tough Times. Tell us a little bit about your new book.
Well, thank you. Yes, about a year and a half ago, I saw what was coming. And a lot of people did. But I thought, I've got to write a book now for all my students, all the people who believe in my training, the 3 million people who I've had at my seminars. And I've got to write a book that is timely. And so I thought, let's talk about strategies of selling in tough times. And so it's just coming out at the end of the year. I'm very excited about it. If people are interested, they can go to my TomHopkins.com website and they can see it. But because I think that now's the time to get really good at what we do. There'll be people leaving the field of sales only because they haven't been trained. Those that are trained are going to eat up all that excess business, and I think 2010 is going to build to a great year for the people that really know what they're doing. And so this book, I think, is timely, and I hope that folks that are interested will maybe check it out, and maybe I can help them through these what we call tough times.
Tom Hopkins, the builder of sales champions and author of the classic How to Master the Art of Selling. It's funny, Tom, you mentioned underlining, highlighting. I'm sitting here at my desk talking to you, and I have in front of me my copy of How to Master the Art of Selling,
I
bought probably 23 years ago. It's got lots of underlines and little asterisks. I do say the cover photo of you, it looks a little bit younger than your one on the website right now.
Oh, yeah. That was my 19-year-old picture. I used my high school picture.
Did you really? That was your 19-year-old picture?
No.
Okay.
But it's been out there. It's been out there a lot of years. And I hope. Now, Jay, what city are you in now?
I'm in Waco, Texas.
Well, when I have a seminar in Texas, and you hear I'm coming there, boy, I'd love you to come by, and I'd love you to bring that old dog-eared book, and let me personalize it, and have you be my guest at the seminar. So if that's possible, hopefully I'll see you there.
You betcha. No problem. I would definitely do that. Well, Tom, thank you for your time. And you have any final advice for those entrepreneurs, those small businesses right now struggling between the relationship between marketing and selling?
I would just say do the most productive thing possible at every given moment and become a student. Find a coach, a mentor, and I definitely would consider getting the new book by Paul Meyer. I was so honored to write the foreword of it, and I think they can find that definitely at his company. But the Pink Slip Proof, I think, will be a book everybody should have in their library.
All right, Tom Hopkins, thank you for your time on Power to the Small Business.
All right, thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
That's Tom Hopkins, author of How to Master the Art of Selling, and also the upcoming book Selling in Tough Times, and one of the most well-known sales trainers in the world. Quick disclaimer, you heard Tom there toward the end mention the book Pink Slip Proof by Paul J. Meyer. Paul J. Meyer is a client, and I do help promote the book Pink Slip Proof. So I think the big lesson from this episode is you have to think about sales. Marketing doesn't stand alone. It's not just getting people through the door or educating people about their brand. Once they come in the door, they have to buy something, right? You're in business to make money, and you should have an organized sales system. You should have some sort of sales training for your people. It just makes sense. You need to maximize the return on your marketing investment. So check out Tom Hopkins' stuff. There are other resources out there, but Tom Hopkins is probably the best known in the world. So you can check out his stuff at TomHopkins.com. And I'll link to his website in the show notes, which can be found on the blog at TheMarketingSpotBlog.com and also on the podcast homepage, which is TheMarketingSpot.Podomatic.com. And while you're there, hey, make sure you subscribe to the show in iTunes, and it will be downloaded to you immediately upon its release whenever you open up iTunes, and that way you don't have to miss any of the future episodes got a great one coming up next, another edition of the Marketers Roundtable, where we bring four marketers together to talk about current marketing issues. The last Marketers Roundtable got a lot of listens, and I know it's going to be a popular feature here on The Big Show. And that puts a wrap on this episode, number 40. Our thanks to Tom Hopkins for being a guest. My name is Jay Arrett. I'll talk to you next time on the Internet Show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to Power to the Small Business with Jay Arrett, the Internet Show exclusively about small business marketing. Please see the complete show notes at themarketingspotblog.com. You can also listen to the show online and subscribe in iTunes at powertothesmallbusiness.com. Never miss an episode of the Internet Show all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.